start to get the building open. But, Aaron, you'll be here? Okay, so let's do a little Mishnah Parshas Shavua, and then I'll wish you all good Shabbos. Okay. This week's Parshas. Zeh Mishmas Avi Mori Yakim Tzor Pilkas, Zeh Mishmas Daniel Shane Vas Yeshua Fal. Parshas Korach. It says, page one, with that bears, it's called the Mail of the Boka Adama Shetakdeya. So the earth split. Tifta hearts as PM, a Tifoso, as Botem, as Kola Adama Shetakdeya, as Kola Kush. Here do Hame Kola shall have time, Shoilo, Pasalev hearts, for Yavdu Bitokako. The Kol Yisrael Shes Vivoseim Nosu Mekoilo. So let's focus on this pasuk that all of Klal Yisrael, when there was a big noise when this happened, when the earth opened and shut, so everyone got trembling. So Nosu means they fled Likoilo. So if Ira, one could ask a kasha, if Yakar asked this kasha, you would think that pashtus it means that they ran away, right? If you hear a loud thing, you run away. This is the loud, you're frightened, you're running away. So it should say, it says that nosu mikolo, they ran away from the kol, not nosu likolo. See, Rashi says, b'shvil hakol, ayotze. But the Kli Yakar asked the Kasha, what's the Lashon L'Kolom? It should say Nosu Mikolom. That there was such a loud boom when the earth opened and then, probably shut closed. You can imagine what kind of noise it made. Kol Yisrael shows you will say Nosu L'Kolom. Ki Amru Pentiv Le'Mar. They're afraid. Maybe, they'll get trapped. Then there's a famous Gemara in Bava Basra, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, page 3. Prophet says, Amaleita. So this is talking about there was an Arab when the Jews were who was giving a tour of the. You don't have? He's going to give a tour of the Midbar. Right, there's a famous Haggadah in Bava Basra Ayin Dalet. So when he was giving the tour, he said, I'm going to show you exactly where the earth opened up in the time of Korach. Hazai Trey busy, Mafki Kutra. So they saw two holes that there was smoke coming out from the ground. There was smoke. Shagal gavra da amrav amshina v'mayim, etc. So then what happened? Go further. Amar, atzis my shaman. So he says, come listen. Listen. Put your ears close to the ground. The shaman, and what did they hear him say? The people of Korach. Amru, amin Moshe, v'saroso ebes. V'heim vadoi. They said that Moshe is emes, and his Torah is emes, and we're the people who are not true. So they were moida. They were moida al emes. Moshe emes. And some say, I don't know who made this up, but some say, as I've heard, that in Simchas Torah we have a minhag of to jump. Moshe emes, Moshe emes, Sarasa emes. That's from this Gemara, because basically the Korach people. So they're underneath the ground. So they're jumping up. He will say, we want to get out of here. We want to remind that we did the wrong thing. We have to see if it's brought. This I've heard. I don't know if it's brought down in the, but oh, So let's go now to the and page four, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adas Korach Ein Lahem Chelek Lolam Haba. Shenema V'tchas Aleim Ha'aretz Bo. V'mozeh V'yavdu B'choch HaKol Lolam Haba. It says, Hashem Meimi Subachai Yemorit Shol Vayal. Right, that's by Chanan. It says, well, Chanan Tomar, right? And she said on page seven, Hashem Meimi Subachai Yemorit Shol Vayal. He puts people in them, but it brings them up. So the Kli Yakar on page nine discusses this deal. What's the Lashon Nosu Likolo? So he says it an important word. He says, Bikola mi boy le baby. Oh, lehecha nosu. Where are they running to? Where are they going to go? Bine chazal omru shakorach v'adosu omrim tamid Moshe emes v'saroso emes. V'heim badoi. V'osu kol hischil levatzbeis. V'yan achar abliya. So this, right after the bliya, that's when they started saying Moshe Emes, the Saroso Emes. Also call Hayotzi B'mokam Bliya. So you know what the pshat is? Nosu kol Yisrael L'shmoyim. Nosu L'kola means they didn't run away from the kol. Hakeh. They wanted to hear what the kol was saying. The kola means the kol of the people saying Moshe Emes. They wanted to get closer to hear exactly what they were saying. This is what they were saying. Moshe Emes, the Saroso Emes. Because they thought they were saying vidui on what they challenged Moshe Rabbeinu. Because they want to know what was the ikar chait of the Adas Korach. So you see what it was that they were kofer Moshe Rabbeinu with the Torah. Yishamim menu shalom yavru gamaleim kotze. Because that's what they're doing tshuva now. They're saying, no, Moshe's emes. Because the whole parsha is saying, oh, Moshe, he's just taking all the kibbutim for his family. So, gaiva. Forget. No, Moshe emes, sarasa emes. And it could be because everyone heard Anochi v'lo yelcha, right, at Har Sina. They didn't hear all the Tariq mitzvahs, but Anochi v'lo yeh, everyone heard directly from Hashem. And Moshe told them everything else. Moshe magid lehem on, lav kol kibine. So they doubted that. They said, maybe the only thing that's emes is Anochi v'lo yelcha. And then Moshe made up the rest, but it's not really Torah Hashem. That's what they were saying. It says, okay, Anochi v'lo yelcha, that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what right to everything else that we didn't hear? So that Moshe told us. Maybe he made it up. Chas v'sholom. Lav kol kibini l'teimokim l'dvar v'shalom shomu gamein. U'naiti shezek kavanus Rashi shepirish ki kol ha'eda kulam kudoshim. Because if Hashem wanted to give us more mitzvahs, why did he tell us directly? It says it's Moshe and his people, they're the ones who are making all this up. So therefore, not only they were chalik and Moshe, they were chalik that the Torah is not emes. And now they're doing tshuva for that also. Fishachalku haTorah amru bizvanosa Moshe emes b'sarasa emes. So that's what the Kli Yakar says. Nosu, not mikolam. They weren't. Simple pshat is it was a bang. It was shivering, you know, a bang with the earth closed. They were running away. Just instinct. When you hear a bang, no. They heard something coming from underneath the ground. They wanted to hear what it was. They were coming closer to hear. That's what they heard. Moshe Emes Sarosa Emes. Where are they? And the Gemara says, So they were running too. But he could. And he says, what did it say here on page 3? That every 30 days, every 30 days they go back to Gehenna to get to complete the tshuva process. Kol Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh, they come back to Gehenna and they say Moshe Emes, B'Sarasa Emes.
Sorry,
meaning
they go back, but it's still out. Okay.
What happens?
They're there for the month, and once a month.
Once a month, they go out. Oh, they get out again. Yeah, he's saying again, they go out of. Let's see, in the Mikute Moran, he has a piece of this on page 15. The Mikute Moran says, "Omer, the Kol Tlos and Yomim Mahadim Lugedim Bachar Rami Moshe Perish Rashi B'chol Rosh Chodesh. He called over Yeshlo Shorish. Everything has a Shorish. Shorish Achshuvu Hu Rosh Chodesh. Oh, you see, today's Rosh Chodesh." When I prepared this packet, I had no idea that I was going to say this year on Rosh Chodesh. When I prepared this packet, you say, Kol Rosh Chodesh, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avio Lai Kapara. Zem Chidesh Tshuva. Right? Hashem says, I have to do Tshuva. Tshuva Zos Chalfu Kol Adivram Rosh Chodesh. Vil Zeh Gam Korach Vadosu. Bechrochum Leizah Haratim Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh is the shorish, so that's when you come back to the shorish, and then be moide. Tshuva k'misha torach v'erev shabbos. Nimtzak b'vaday lo niftar b'zeh haodah she'en skarim modim b'din gehenim. The fact that they're moide is not going to take them out of Gehenna, because tshuva you have to do with this world. Okay, that's why they have to go back to Gehenna. Ge'en iftarim b'zeh. Afo pikein in Gehenna b'rosh chodesh. So the right, Rabbi Goldstein, I stand to be correct, Rabbi Goldstein is correct, that every Rosh Chodesh they get out of Gehenna, and they say Moshe Emes. Because you would think they were moide already, so why do they keep going back to Gehenna? And they get expelled because the Likutei Moran says, because tshuva is, you can't wait till you're in the next world to do tshuva. Tshuva is to do in this world. So he says, Ein niftar b'zeh, aval pi kein ein gehenna b'rosh chodesh. But there's no gehenna b'rosh chodesh. Well, b'shai yonu. B'gehenna b'rosh chodesh ein el ha'charot. But what's the Gehenna of Rosh Chodesh? It's not the real Gehenna in the fire. It's the Charata Shemis Tartim Umodim Mizbaishim. Zeh Ba'atzim of Gehenna Shalom. Zeh Udadayim Mahadru of Gehenna Lahoch. Ma'inu Masha Mahadru Lahoch of Shechozim Umodim who are Gehenna Shalom. That's the Gehenna of Rosh Chodesh.
So Rosh Chodesh is saying that
right.
So therefore, Rosh Chodesh.
Right, the Dorach saying Kol Hayah Blashim, there should be many Blashim, but
right.
But Hashem says that the Yareach was said we can't have two Blashim.
Right.
So Hashem said Luchiva.
Right.
So Hashem, and Hashem said bring a kapara that I was behind.
You're really correct. You're right. How many pregnant? You bring a kapara that I introduced you.
Right, so but the Lamaisa, you're correct.
Correct.
And that idea is on Rosh Chodesh.
That's why I'm not sure if you look
now. Oh, who's...
I saw this in Torah Ladaz, Eldavid.
Bring Don David be leader?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So that's a beautiful idea. That's the... that's why the Sefer Lechem Shloimo, from the, one of the big Gedolim from Hungary, quoted from the Zohar, that Korach was Cholek al HaShabbos. Because what's the idea of Shabbos? Shabbos is that there's one special day that's Mashpia. But Karach said, "Kikola Eda, you don't need this idea of one special thing. Everyone, everything is equally Kodesh." It's not true. Shabbos is Kodesh. The rest of the week is Chol. Shabbos is Mashpia. Karach was Chol Lekala Shabbos. That's the idea that on Rosh Chodesh is Rabbi Goldstein was saying from the Mikdal Dovid from Nida, Mishra Shemra Matz Blum, Satzal, and that's the idea. And the And that's why in Rosh Chodesh he goes out. And that's the Moshe Erbis for Sarasa Erbis. But that's Kol Yisrael Nosu Likolo. They weren't running away from the call, they were running to the call to hear what it was saying. Beautiful. Emes. And I want to add a new thing also, that you know, the whole story in Parsha Shmini, where Moshe Rabbeinu was angry at Aaron to burn the seer. And he said, "I told you you're allowed to eat the seer, even though you're ointed him, right?" And Moshe was, and then Aaron burnt it. And Moshe said, "Well, what'd you burn it for?" And the pasuk says, "Vayishma Moshe vayita beina," because Aaron said Hashem only was makel on the seer Rosh Chodesh, because that's every year, so that you shouldn't eat. But the other things you should eat, you shouldn't have burned it. So that was the time that he was Moida. Moshe was Moida. So Moshe Emes, they were Moida Rosh Chodesh. Moshe was Moida Rosh Chodesh, that he was wrong and Aaron was right. So Rosh Chodesh is Zman Tshuva. It's the Shoresh. It's the Zman Tshuva. You go back to the roots. You can time of reflection. We don't think about it so much that way. But then he says he goes out in Gehenim Rosh Chodesh. It's a different type of Gehenim. The Gehenim shall Rosh Chodesh ain't Ela HaHarata, Rav Nachman says. Wow. Because Rosh Chodesh is a new beginning, so you can think about the previous month. What went wrong in the previous month? Start a new beginning. Psh, where are they? Kol Yisrael, Nasu Likoyle, not Mekoyle, Leyaka. Beautiful. Okay, Rabosai. Have a good Shabbos to everyone this boy. You can take a look. It's good to see you all. So we will have Shir, Bez Hashem, on July 4th. July 4th.
Rabbi.
Okay.
Have a
good Shabbos to all.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Good to see you. We welcome everyone from near and far, from Yerushalayim, and from all other places on the map. And that was Zoom. That was the miles of Zoom that we bring people be'arba kanfos arts together. Okay, the Zoom is a complicated thing. COVID was a complicated thing, but at least there were some positive things. So, and you may meet other Jews that we wouldn't have met. That's definitely a positive thing. Okay, call to. Okay, you want to help me, Shoskas? Rabbi Avraham, have a good Shabbos. Moshe Emes, so Russell Emes.
Rabbi, I want to just share with you.
Jumping out. Right, jumping out.
Rabbi, I want to share with you something quick. It says in the Musaf davening today, Mizbeach Chodesh Pesiyan Tachin V'Olos Rosh Chodesh Nala Olav V'Seirei Izim Naaseh Beratzon. So there's a commentary in the Art Scroll Siddur. It says, what does it mean? Seire izim nasa baratzon? He says, because normally, a seir izim is brought for a chatas. You have a chatas offering. That means normally it's a kapara for sinning. But what we're davening for is that there's an exception to the rule. If it's a communal sin offering, that's brought even if you don't need a kapara. So what we're davening for is that we should be able to bring this carbon on in the Beis HaMikdash without even needing a kapara, but we're only bringing it for the reason that it's the prescribed communal offering.
Very nice.
I mean, it should be baratzon, and it shouldn't be for a kapara.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Rabbi Avraham will be in touch. Okay,
thanks, Shabbos. Shabbos.
The Rebbe's your side is...
So today's the birthday and the of Yosef Hatzadik. Yosef Hatzadik.
Yosef Hatzadik?
Yeah.
Birthday also.
Right. Birthday. Yeah. Oh. But maybe that's how...